A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today, I had a mass to start at 10 a.m. And on the way back, I did a lot of prayers to Gary and Angel and works. No cars. When I was heading from High Street to Star after 7:30 mass, plus the weather was very bad, and plenty of cars. So I was like, "Lord, you have to help me, because I forgot to tell Deacon Henry that I'm going to be late." But I did it so quick. I was really, prayer is a powerful thing. What we have to always do is just have faith. Pray, believe God is going to do for us. And obviously I pray for safety, to hurt nobody and to not hurt myself. On Saturday morning mass, Deacon Henry, how do you describe it? Short and sweet homily about beginning of Advent, but also how sometimes we might get into this idea that we don't really celebrate our Advent. We just jump from Thanksgiving to Christmas. You watch TV, watch the things around us, shops, and everything is already Christmas. But the liturgy of the Church invites us to celebrate the time of Advent, something very special for us. Every year we are reminded that Jesus Christ is coming into our hearts and we have to be prepared. We have to make a preparation like we make preparation for Christmas. This is a part of our spirituality. So we have to do it. Pope Benedict XVI, Emeritus, he's author of many, many, many books on different topics of philosophy and theology, and once he was interviewed before he was elected as a pope by the journalist, and the journalist was asking him, "Your Eminency," they were in his apartment, "did you read all these books that you guys see on the shelves over here?" And at the time, Cardinal Ratzinger said, "No, I wrote them." So one of his writings, Dogma and Preaching, he's doing analysis of each period of liturgical liturgy. And he also explains in a very nice way the meaning of Advent. And for us, we might think this expectation. We are expecting that Christ is going to come. And he's translating that word in a different way. It's not really expectation. The Greek word sounds parousia. And he says that means arrival or presence. Or he's been more precise, he says, the beginning of presence. So with Advent, we are celebrating God's presence among us and the beginning of his presence among us. Because it's not completed. We'll be completed with Christmas. Church never leaves us in a vacuum, always gives us something to meditate on. Advent brings to us, to our attention, three persons. We can see it as a triptych, a panel of three different paths. On one side, we see John the Baptist. On the other side, we see Blessed Mary. And they point out to Jesus Christ. John the Baptist, as a counselor of Jesus Christ, his mission was what? Telling people to change their lifestyle. We don't know how the Moors were 2,000 years ago, but probably nothing better than today. That's why he goes and he says, be ready because Messiah is coming. Change the path of your life. Straight out. Do something. Basically, he's calling people for conversion. Conversion is not one's life event. We always have to be converted. You know, when we got stuck in the reconciliation, I always wanted to first Fridays. So this past first Friday, the last one driving to, because now my confessor is in Eastern Heights. I went to him and I'm doing examination of conscience, always finding something. It's like, oh, I didn't even think about it. We always have to be in the process of converting our hearts. That's our task for our lives. But he's pointing to Jesus Christ. He says, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is what we pray during the Eucharist. St. Father Pio used to, when he was explaining the Mass, his Mass, when he was saying he found himself each time on Calvary, and he says, the very moment when the priest is breaking up the host before we receive Holy Communion is the moment when Christ dies on the cross. And that's why it's sacrificial Lamb. And he sends his disciples to Jesus saying, are you the one who is to come or should be waiting for somebody else? And Jesus was found, yes, he is, because a lot of miracles were happening. But Jesus is also adding some words. He says, blessed are the one who does not take offense at me, which means that human being can take offense at God. But other reminds us about his presence, that he is coming into our hearts. On the other part of the scripture is Blessed Mary. We know how important she is in our Catholic faith, and saints will be telling us, rosary is a weapon against evil. Pray the more rosary, will be more safe. Speaking about this episode from a trip I made with my brother, who's the priest of the Queen of Peace in Gainesville. It was 3 years ago, we went to Guadalupe, Mexico City. I am the youngest in the family, so I have to be obedient. Yeah, and I was. No arguments. So he was in charge of the trip. He booked the hotel. He says, we were making like a pilgrimage. We'll be walking 30, 45 minutes from the hotel to the shrine. Guess what? It was 4 hours. 4 hours. And we couldn't make it when I saw this the crowd of people from this long street heading toward the shrine. So there's no way we can make for midnight mass. So we took cars then. And people were like, okay, Father, go, go, go. And we did. And I was extremely impressed with the liturgy and with music. I found it like the Vatican. Huge Bible, men's voice choir, classical polyphony. Beautiful celebration. But anyways, Mary appears in Advent very often. We are going to hear a lot of her and John the Baptist because, you know, he plays an important part. She is the mother of Jesus Christ. With the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel comes to her and is telling her that she is going to become the mother of God, we might find two types of mysteries. First, mystery of silence. Now, when we want to pray, when we want to be with God, listen to Him, we have to be inside Him. We have to find a place, not in the noise. The noise is obstacle, only silence. But why silence? Because nobody reported about it. We didn't have newspapers at the time. And that was a huge change in the history of salvation. And also the mystery of grace, because the greeting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You're going to become mother or savior. Obviously, Mary, with her fiat, she accepts such responsibility. With Mary, also, she points us to Jesus Christ. as another of our Savior. So Advent, the whole image of it, reminds us metanoia is also a Greek word for change, for conversion, and also for what John the Baptist is telling us. And Blessed Mary, her response to God, yes. But we can ask ourselves the question, how that comes that people make their doubts? We obviously approach it with our faith. God could have decided to make Jesus to be born in normal family, with no complications. And that's the debate, because she conceived by the Holy Spirit. He could have just made man and Mary be married, having Jesus Christ being born in the family like any other families. But God wants to us to understand his involvement and his power, also showing us the meaning of salvation. So with this, we have to go back to the Old Testament. A lot of stories that we hear could not happen without God being involved. Sarah is the mother of Isaac. She was barren, and she was already aged. No way she could have a son. But she gave birth to Isaac. She is even called the mother of chosen people. Hannah is the mother of Samuel, the same. She was barren and aged, and she gave birth to her son. And Elizabeth, the cousin of Blessed Mary, we hear in the Gospel story, no way, she was already aged and barren. And she gave birth to John the Baptist, who is the bridge between all the New Testament. So what God is telling us, what the Scripture is telling us, that salvation did not come from human beings, salvation came from God. We are limited. There are things impossible for us to accomplish, but not for God. So he's showing us, you know, that's why he chose that way. So she will reach to us, and also showing how the salvation came into the world with the coming of Jesus Christ. In Advent also the light, because we light this candle, we light this the wreath, and until the fourth Sunday. I remember when I was a little boy back in Poland, we had to every day, no exception, the whole Advent time. And the nuns who taught us religion and priests made sure that the parents would take care. So we had to walk with the lit candle in the morning for 6 a.m. Mass. Imagine today, 10 children get up at 5:30, walk to the church. Candle. I can just picture. We had to, it was a beautiful thing because there was special message for the rabbi who comes with the light of Christ. So, Advent, like I mentioned at the beginning, by the words of Pope Benedict XVI, is the beginning of God's presence in the world. And he wants us to be, he wants to be present through us, be faithful through us. And he wants that his light will be shining through us with hope, faith, and love in our world. Maybe sometimes there's too much of darkness, so that light is going to dispel the darkness and bring the light of our Savior.